What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of PJ's Take. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. I hope and pray all is well with y'all. And today's episode is all about sleep. So think about the cell phone that you carry around all day. You constantly checking phone calls, text messages, emails. You're using Spotify to listen to music when you're driving. You're checking social media throughout the day. Your kids want to play games on your phones. You're checking the weather, checking the time, checking stocks. And they even got this shower holder now where you can like watch YouTube videos on your phone while you're in the shower. So you're on your phone all day, right? And none of that stuff I just mentioned is bad. But if you don't charge it at night, what's going to happen? Your phone's going to die. It's not going to be useful or productive the next day. Think about that. So that's just like us. That's just like our lives. We're up early in the morning. You got to drop the kids off to school. You're at work all day. You in the gym for a couple of hours. You got to go get gas. You got to get groceries and cook for the family. You even got family members coming over, so you got to clean the house. And that's a lot, right? But it's just like charging your phone. What's going to happen if you don't get sleep at night? You're going to be tired. You're going to be drowsy. And you're not going to be productive the next day. I personally think sleep is kind of weird. Because when I was a little kid, taking a nap felt like punishment. But like now, getting a full 8 hours of sleep is like something to look forward to. It's nice. But today I want to focus on three different aspects of sleep. And that is one, why do we neglect it? Two, how important sleep is to us physically and mentally. And three, some biblical insight as to how sleep affects us spiritually. So did you know that 1/3 of our entire lives consists of us catching Z's at night? And that's my goal for this episode, for us to take more serious something that consumes so much of our time. So when I say people neglect sleep, I'm not including people who have to stay up for their job, or they're going to night school, or you have a little kid to look after. So that's different. Some people are just flat out lazy. And I can say that because that used to be me. People don't like being challenged. People get too comfortable where they're at because it's easy to lay around and get nothing done. It's easy not to be productive. And ironically, at the same time, some people get too much sleep because they're laying around all day doing nothing, you know? So Proverbs 10:4 say, "A lazy hand makes for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." So remember this. Remember that small progress is still progress. Because I wanted to make that point, because I used to get so discouraged, man, when I was like praying and working towards something, and if I didn't see it like right away, I would like shut down and like get discouraged. But remember that small progress is still progress. Small progress is still a step in the right direction. And another reason why I feel like we neglect sleep is because of anxiety. Think about it. I would literally get into bed at like 9 p.m. and I would lay there and I wouldn't go to sleep until like 4 in the morning. Because I'd be thinking about like, man, I got to wake up so early. I got this big test tomorrow. I got this deadline to make tomorrow. I would be so anxious, you know. Because I'd be like, man, like I'm finna be so busy tomorrow. And I'm tired of putting up this little front for people. And that was me for years. Like I said, I would literally get in the bed at 9 p.m. and I wouldn't go to sleep until like 3 in the morning. Just like thoughts racing. But that was the biggest problem until I realized, instead of me always telling God, man, God, this problem is so big. this problem is so big. Instead of telling God how big my problems were, I started telling my problems how big Jesus is, how big God is. I started telling my problems, you're not finna take control of my joy, of my day. And I got another scripture actually. So Proverbs 3:24 say, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. And for something to be sweet, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means it's pleasant. That means it's satisfying. That means it's precious. And that scripture, Proverbs 3:24, really hit me hard, because I would always correlate sleep with overthinking, stressing, freaking out, getting anxious all the time. So reading this reminded me that we got to walk by faith and not by sight. And it's so important. Catching disease is so important for us. So this is how it affects us physically and mentally. I read this article from the Sleep Foundation by Alexa Fry and Dr. S-I-N-G-H. I think that's like sin or sign or something. But they said this, quote, sleep is an essential function that allows your body and mind to recharge, leaving you refreshed and alert when you wake up. Healthy sleep also helps the body remain healthy and stave off diseases. Without enough sleep, the brain cannot function properly. This can impair your abilities to concentrate, think clearly, and process memories, end quote. So, remember the example earlier, the analogy about the phone charger? It's literally the same thing. It's the same concept. Sleep does to us what a charger does to a phone. It replenishes and it rejuvenates. They said mentally we need it because it recharges our minds and leaves us alert, which we need throughout the day. And they said that physically we need it because it helps stave off diseases, which we need throughout the day, throughout our lives. Now, this is how it affects us on a spiritual level. I want to take it back to when I talked about anxiety. Anxiety, those things that be uneasy, those things that cause you stress, those things that you like tend to bottle up. I feel like we all deal with anxiety differently in one way or another. Some people get violent and abusive with their loved ones. Some people just think less of themselves and mentally beat themselves up. Some people drink it away. And for me personally, I thought that pornography was the best way to deal with stress. Yeah. And you might say, oh, you were a pastor's son and you said that. Yeah, I said it. And I'm just keeping it real. I thought pornography was the answer, and I thought it was an easy way out. And for years, the enemy really had me fooled. I had myself fooled. I didn't realize until God had delivered me from that crap that pornography was just adding to the stress and the anxiety, and it's very addicting. But what I had to realize was porn is just temporary pleasure. It's not genuine. It's not real. It's fake. It's acting. And it's lust. I'm just keeping it real. And it took me years to realize that, like I said, that just made things worse. That made the anxiety and the stress worse. And here's the biblical insight. I try to cast that stuff on me. But here's the biblical insight. 1 Peter 5:7 says, and I think it's the NIV or something like that, but it says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you carefully. So that right there is like heavy. That means it's not good, like I said earlier, it's not good to keep our burdens and our struggles bottled up like we tend to do on a day-to-day basis. Like, we do that because remember I said I used to put up a front? Like, I used to, like, try to cast those cares on me and coming to work or whatever with the biggest smile on my face. Like, everything is good, but it wasn't. That means stop caring what people think. Stop comparing yourself. Stop caring what people think. Stop comparing yourself. Stop caring what people think. Stop comparing yourself. A lot of people are scared that they'll be looked at a certain type of way if they ask for help. But, man, that sacrifice that Jesus made, that his death and resurrection, that love right there, man, that love right there is greater than what keeps us up at night. That love right there is greater than all that stuff that we hide behind closed doors. That love is greater than those things that we feel like people are not going to accept us for. And the list goes on and on and on. But this is my take when it comes to sleep. This is my take when it comes to sleep. Sleep can be many things. You can use it as a tool to benefit you, not only mentally, but physically, spiritually, socially, whatever other illies there is. Or you can continue to allow sleep to hinder you. You can continue to allow sleep to block you, to block your blessings, to block God's like grace, to block your full potential, to block all the good that's supposed to happen to you. You can block all that from being lazy. And that's real talk. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all so much, man. That's it. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. You can find me on IG at PJFinley7. And until next time, peace and bless up.